Welcome back to another episode of 20 Minutes Chad. And maybe this one, Chad can finally get deeply emotional.
Oh, he is deeply emotional. Let's talk about politics.
Yeah, okay. But before we discuss politics, Chad, sure. You live in the U.S. I live in Canada. This is a question I always wonder. Do you hear anything about Canada ever?
No, that they have a lot of maple syrup and, you know, bounties, and they love moose.
I'm just saying, in Canada, all of Canada, and our 50 million people, we have total COVID cases of 695 for the whole country. Now, in California, you guys have 7,000 just for California.
Just today.
Just today. Yeah. Then we only had 700. So you're about, what, 100 to 1 to us? Yeah, 100 to 1, roughly.
Yeah, it was weird because California, we have 43 million people.
So
California's the fifth biggest, the fifth biggest in the world or something, I think, of as many people.
So do you think you guys should be doing things a little bit differently?
I think a lot of the numbers are increased. I feel like, I know that a lot of people like, Emma Gad, you're a Trump supporter, blah, blah, blah. I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm a libertarian socialist. So it's just like, I just think both sides are trying to increase the numbers for political reasons, because it's an election year. Because watch, whoever wins the election, you're going to find out, like, oh, COVID just disappeared. Like, watch, that's what's going to happen. It's going to be like, oh, it just vanished all of a sudden. And I'd be like, okay. Because I know, like, around the world, there's a lot of cases. Like, it's affecting a lot of the world, too, because a lot of the world don't have better medicine than the U.S., because we kind of have better medicine, just not cheap. Canada's probably better than us, but the U.S. has a lot more better medicine, say, in a country like India or Iraq or Pakistan or Zimbabwe or something, and China's ridiculous because there's so many things. Shoot, someone in Mongolia, they have the bubonic plague there right now. So China has the bubonic plague right now in China. So besides the whole COVID-19 and the bubonic plague, I'm like, jeez. And I just read an article over July 4th, which is interesting. WHO, which is the World Health Organization, they came out and told an article on 4th of July week that they did not get all the information from China, and that China had a strain of what COVID-19 is back in 2013 in their Wuhan lab. The same strand that's out now. So, and this was in 4th of July, but no one in the big media picked it up or anything. Like, this was a legit, like, newspaper, too. Like, they actually had, like, data and information to sign, but no one's like, oh, no, we don't believe it. And I'm like, so it's like, it's a very, I think it's all political. There's this guy, this conspiracy journalist guy, Box, his name is. I think is it Harry or Henry Box? But he came out with a video back in 2014 claiming how our country is going to be affected by a pandemic and they're going to force people to wear masks. And after that, they're going to get chipped. Like, the vaccine's going to have, like, a chip in it. So it's just like how this pandemic is going to wipe out the financial system. Like, he actually has a thing. This was in 2014. It's on YouTube, but it's a conspiracy video where he talks about there's going to be shortage of change. Money's going to run out, so it's going to be all ran by your check cards and credit cards have a little chip on it?
Yes.
Well, that's how they keep track of everything. They're saying that's what the government keeps track of, because the companies keep showing that information. So they're thinking that's going to be like the digital money source type thing, where it's not going to be money, it's just all going to be credit and electronic. So he goes to the whole thing. It's a really interesting thing. I'm sitting there, I'm like, and I don't want to be called a conspiracy theorist, because I'm not. And I was watching, I was like, wow, that's actually kind of interesting. I'm like, wow, okay. So, yeah, so that was the thing. ISIS is all for, like, political gains.
Okay, well, that's enough of that. I don't know where to go from there. What have you been watching? Oh, let's see. What don't I have? I don't have Hulu. I don't have Amazon America. I have Amazon Canada, which is
I heard that Amazon Canada sucks.
It does.
Really? That's what everyone keeps telling me. And I'm like, America, yeah.
So, what have you been watching, Chad?
Well, I also have Netflix. I also have Shudder. I also have Stars. I have HBO. I have Showtime. I have Disney Plus. And I have ESPN Plus for all sports documentaries. So, you're like hating me now, like, this son of a bitch. My mom rented the movie and I used her Amazon to watch it. This movie called Becky, which was a horror film starring Kevin James. Holy shit, that was a good movie. I'm like, Kevin James as like a neo-Nazi? It was a dramatic villain role. Like, he was really good, very intense. This movie, I give it A++++. Like, it was actually, it kept my interest, and the effects, and like, it was really gory too. It's like, and I think it was shot in Canada because I recognized a couple of Canadian actors in it too, because I watch a lot of Canadian shows, and that chick from, she's always in all of the, I want to say she's black, but I can't remember her name, but she was in Kim's Convenience. That's the show up there. She plays the pastor, the preacher lady.
I know I'm Canadian. I've never seen the show.
Oh man, but she's like that, and she was also in Moms, the series Moms. What's it called? Working Moms.
Yes, the Catherine Reitman show. That's filmed here too.
Yeah, it's Reitman's daughter, right?
Catherine. I think it's Catherine. Could be wrong. Yeah,
but the lady who's in that movie was also in that. She played one of the dudes, like, love interest. The one who gets divorced, the Asian chick, but in season two.
I don't watch these things.
And you're a movie reviewer? Oh, my God. But, yeah, so Becky was freaking brilliant. And then I watched this other movie on Netflix.
Yeah, it has Kevin James in it.
What happened?
I don't like Kevin James, but we'll get there in a second.
Okay, and I watched this other movie called The Long Dumb Road.
Nope.
Came out in 2018. It was a really good road movie. It was like true independent film. And I hate saying independent film, indie film, but it had that old school indie film. And I actually really enjoyed it. Like, it was really, really good. Let's see. What other movies I've watched?
Palm Springs.
Oh, that was really good. Palm Springs is good. But I'm also a big fan of Andy Samberg, so I love his stuff anyways. They know what they're doing. Plus Palm Springs. I've been in a Kevin James mood too, so I watched Paul Blart. I pronounce you Chuck and Larry. I watched that. And it's funny because I made something on Facebook where it was like, I've always been compared, like when I was the Fat Bunny guy, I was always compared to like John Candy, Ricky Gervais, John Belushi, Chris Farley, but I never got like compared to Kevin James. And one person comes like, "Well, Kevin James isn't funny." I'm like, "Okay, I think he's funny, but I've never been compared to him." And then my uncle's like, "No, you're more of a Homer Simpson type." I'm like, "What?"
Wow.
I'm like, "Yeah, my uncle's like talking shit. Of course, good old times, you know." Like, "Duh, you should, like, you're Homer Simpson."
Question for you. Since you've lost all your weight, are you the new Fred Savage from the Wonder Years? Is that what you're going for?
I don't know. It's so weird. I don't know how to brand myself now because I lost so much weight. Like, I lost a lot of weight. And it's just like, I was looking at this picture from like 3 years ago to now, and I'm like, I was like 280 pounds. In this one picture, and I'm 197 now, and I'm like, it's like, it's weird. It's like my bread and butter was playing the fat guy. Yes, that's a play on words. Bread and butter here all night, but it's weird because like I'm not good looking enough to be a leading actor, like a lead, like a leading like star material. and I'm not weird looking enough
to do that. Hold on. Seth Rogen is a leading man somehow.
But he kind of got famous playing a fat funny guy, so he's actually more into producing now, though. But he also has that stoner brand thing going on for him, which is like easy fix. I'm not a stoner. That's like a character thing. Like, I don't have that kind of trait.
No, he is a stoner.
I look like a stoner.
No, he does.
That's what I'm saying. He's a stoner. He has that vibe. Like, there's certain things where they're stoners or frat boys or basic bros type of thing.
Just
I haven't figured out what it can be. Plus, I'm 35, so it's like, it's kind of hard to train an old dog who tricks.
Okay, just before you go, just so we can put a timestamp on this, so people know exactly what we're talking about and what's going on. Do you believe Amber Heard's side of the story, or do you believe Johnny Depp's side of the story?
I want to believe Johnny Depp's side of the story, because he doesn't seem like, yes, he's eccentric and weird. Amber Heard, like, I've actually had friends who worked on her movies and stuff, and she's like a total bitch. Like, she's a fucking weirdo. Like, she is like out there. Like, it doesn't surprise me. Like, before that, she was like in that relationship, that lesbian relationship that was like 3-4 years long. So it's just like, she's not all there, I think.
Goodbye, Chad.
Deuces.
Now back to the second half of some guy named Chester who says he knows Chad.
My next question is, like, where do you see yourself in, like, 5 years?
Well, I would have lied 5 years ago if you asked me that 5 years ago.
Not die from the pandemic.
Right? I don't know, dude. I mean, I would say between doing news or doing gigs and projects and stuff, but this pandemic has really reshaped how things are. I mean, we don't even know if theaters are going to fully come back. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a scary thing in itself for, you know, our industry. But I would my whole goal is to have my own solo credit on a movie playing in theaters. Mm-hmm. That would be my ideal, like, Hollywood goal, dream, quote, whatever you want to call it. Whether or not I'll do that, I don't give a shit about Oscars. I don't give a shit about awards. It's like, you don't need those to make a good career. I mean, look at fucking Roger Deakins. He just got his first award.
Exactly.
And he's been doing it for 60 years.
Jesus, I know, right? Like, that guy was alive when cameras were invented.
So, I'm actually kind of working on, like, refiguring out what the best routes to go now are, because my original idea is kind of blown up. Mm-hmm. And so I've been trying to use these last couple of months to reconfigure my thinking on that stuff. And that's why I'm thinking, well, maybe they'll get into drones, because I've got a drone and that industry is taken off. So whether or not I'll be doing films or whatnot, I hope so. Mm-hmm. But it's not a guaranteed income, unfortunately. And unless you're freaking Roger Deakins or Zack Snyder or something, you're not going to go anywhere or do anything.
And it's true. It's like, even people I do know who have, like, won awards, like Emmys and stuff like that, a lot of them are quitting, leaving LA and California in general. They're like, they're just quitting the business now, where it's just like, that's how bad it is, where it's just like, people have to, like, figure out, it's like, if you can't adapt and evolve, you're kind of like, you're toast now, which that's right. It's like a bad thing, but it's also a good thing. So a lot of people who stick it out, it's like, no matter what, like, people, like, even like, I hope you stick it out, and like the other people I know stick it out, because if we stick it out, we're going to be the future of the business, no matter what. If we figure it out, we're the new moguls. We're the new Hollywood, so to speak. And a lot of people don't see it that way. They're like, oh, poor me. I miss acting. Oh, I miss this and that. And da-da. No, you just have to kind of adapt and re-evolve and kind of refigure everything. And that's one thing I learned, like, with the heart attacks and the pandemic, where it just, like, it changed my perspective on things, where it's just like, you have to change no matter what, because there's no one right way in this business or in life in general, because like tomorrow I could get hit by a bus and I'll be known for this last shitty movie I acted in last year, like in 2019, where it was fucking horrible. I was the only, I thought I did bad. I showed Andrew the actual movie thing, like, fuck man, this movie fucking sucked. And he's like, no, like, he was like, no, the movie sucked. You were good. And I was like, oh, okay. And I showed my mom, and my mom usually doesn't like the movies I act in. She's like, no, you were good. The movie sucks. So like, okay, so more people like, okay, the movie sucked. I didn't suck. Okay, but I still need to do another movie where I don't have to like, I don't even have to look at it. I'm just like, oh,
and how many people have been in that situation where the movie just flat out sucks, but their performance in it is like, damn, that's good.
Yeah, so many. And that's Hollywood where it's just like, it just like there's so because like, a lot of people go in it for the wrong reason. That's what cracks me up. Where they're like, oh, I want to be rich and famous. Like, yeah, but what if you don't get rich and famous? Are you happy? And that's sort of the next goes into my next question. It's like, what profession other than your own would you like to attempt? Like outside of entertainment, if you had to choose something that's outside of entertainment, what would you choose?
You know, I've asked myself, my dad's asked me that a handful of times over here. I've asked myself that, and I've legitimately tried to go into different, like, I've gone so far as to Googling, like, careers portrayed in movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I look down, you know, like, different tech stuff or whatever, and it's like, I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you have that, it's almost like having a tunnel vision thought. And it's like one step out, and it's like, nope, I don't want to go that way.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I've thought about different things, but it's a matter of, I guess, relearning stuff and not like getting paid for it or something. I mean, I'm not sure what the best way to explain it is, but it's hard to venture out, especially during these times.
Exactly,
because you have no idea what's going to be going on at the end, by the end of the year, next month.
Exactly, and it's like it's for still 2020, and it's like what 4 months still left in 2020, and they're saying, oh, it might last till next summer, or oh, this and that. It's never. It's like, oh, we might have vaccines at the end of the year. Summer's thinking after the election, you're like, oh, it's just the virus is going to just disappear, and I'm just like, oh, I don't know. And it's kind of loud. There's so many theories.
And what's hard about figuring out what to do, like what career-wise, is that you don't know what industry is going to progress or get better as this thing gets better. You don't know who's going to recoup. And like, look at restaurants. They're failing. Movie theaters are barely hanging on. Bars are barely hanging on. Hell, sports are barely hanging on.
Dude, what's this? Have you watched like any basketball games? The fucking baseball, no fans. It totally looks weird with no fans.
Cardboard. I thought baseball was boring in itself, and it's even more. But basketball, like I was impressed when I first started watching games because of how they did it. They have the LED boards along the walls with the virtual fans, and they have speakers where fans can actually scream and shout and cheer and stuff, and the players hear them, and they have artificial sounds to go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that they've constructed that is actually pretty interesting. Do I want that for the regular season? No.
Right.
No, I want to go to my games.
Yeah, it's just like, because I'm just sitting there, I'm just like, wow, like sports are weird. So what profession other than your own would you not want to do?
Garbage.
Right? Oh, yeah, my pretty much is washer.
I wouldn't, like, for example, I wouldn't want to have to do Lyft as a career.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of, I mean, dare I say customer service, just because I hate fucking retail, but
fuck you, man. Fuck you. That's what I do. Damn pizza.
I've only been doing it for a few months and it sucks. But because I, like, for example, with the news, the thing I loved about it is that it's not customer service based, but you're providing a product for people.
Mm-hmm.
but you're not having to like interact with them in the standard sense of like a retail job. So, and you can still be creative with it.
See, what I like about like my job, like, cause I deal with a bunch of customers, like the other day, actually not the other day, a few weeks ago, we had some black dude come in and, he didn't have a mask. We'd say, oh, can we please put a mask on? He's like, Black Lives Matter. I'm oppressed. Why are you oppressing me for wearing a mask? And I'm like, well, what does that have to do with not getting COVID?
Oh, there's a lady that came in not too long ago, and she looked like she was like early mid-20s or something. And she didn't have – like nobody saw her with the mask on until she got to the register. And she's like, oh, I have a medical condition. And they're like, you have to have one on. And she goes out, she goes, fuck you guys, y'all fucking communists. And we're like, well, that escalated.
Communists. I love how people are like communists. And like, people always mix communism, socialism, and fascism. And I sit there and like, people are idiots, man. I sit there, and luckily that's like, oh, I like being a comedian. Is it's like, if you haven't seen like all my memes and stuff, I piss people off. I love pissing both people of the both side of the parties off, like liberals, the Republicans, and conservatives. Like I always piss them off. Like,
do you have to say you post? I just shake my head and.
And people like wonder, like, huh? I wonder why Chad's 35 going on 36 and still single as hell. like,
and then when I see all your. You know, your wife goals and the Latina crushes are like, dude, you have no idea what you want.
Not just that, like my Latina crush, like I like her and she likes me, but it's weird, in a weird phase where she's 20 and I'm 35 going on 36, where it's just like, and she's like chola, like she's cool, but she's like straight chola, dude. I sit there and I'm like, she's hella smart, but she's a lot, like she's really mature for her age, but still I sit there and I'm like she saw the thing where one of the shows you post a post, kind of like promoting my own self here. One of my previous episodes, I talk about my Latina crush. But yeah, she's like, God damn it, you talked about me? I was like, yeah, here's some fruit snacks. Now shut up. She loves fruit snacks, man. Like, if I have to propose to her, I'd be like, here's, will you marry me? Here's a bag of fruit snacks. And she'll be like, all right. Like, she loves fruit snacks, man. It's crazy. So, okay, so the last question, let's see, because I know it. So you have like your time. So,
this should be going off the rails so easily.
I know, right? We just talk smack the whole time. Like, my engineer producer goes like, and he's still talking. 20 minutes with Chad becomes 2 hours. Now you know how my stand-up goes. So the final question will be, what do you want to be remembered for when you pass away, when you die? Like, your legacy.
Oh, God, I haven't even thought about that. I need to start some before I even go right?
It's a good question, because when I almost died like a year ago, I was just like, I never thought about that either. So you sit there like, oh shit, you know, I could slip on a banana peel the next day and not know. So it's like, it's like, we try to figure something out, you know?
I don't know. I just, being a good person, I guess. I don't know. I legitimately have not thought about that question at all.
Chad wins that interview. All right, Chester.
The death of me is going to be this interview.
Yeah, like, this is the end of the interview. He doesn't know anything. All right, Chester, thank you for talking to me. And yeah, I'll hit you up when this is done.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
All right, thanks, bud.